live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two Donegal men found in possession of more than an estimated £500,000 worth of cocaine and herbal cannabis were today sentenced. It is estimated that the cost of restoring Swan Park in Buncrana following August floods is in the region of €2 million. The Oireachtas Committee on the Eighth Amendment has voted in favour of repealing the article from the Constitution. And the Donegal man has been commended by Minister Shane Ross for his commitment and dedication to save lives on the roads. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, as 30 people await admission to Letterkenny University Hospital today, a Donegal deputy has called on the government once again to approve a funding request to reopen the short stay ward at the hospital. Deputy Charlie McConlogue is urging the Taoiseach to intervene and work in conjunction with Minister Simon Harris and the HSE to enable the ward to reopen, increasing bed capacity at the hospital by 20. The request was submitted by hospital management during the summer. Deputy McConlogue says the Taoiseach needs to take control of the situation as the crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital continues.
Despite the immense pressure that the hospital are under, and despite, for example, the fact today that we have 30 patients waiting on trolleys for admission to the hospital, the government has still not given the sanction to what is a very realistic and credible plan from the hospital to address that issue. And as a result, patients across Donegal who are going into the hospital are still suffering from not actually having sufficient capacity in terms of beds. Every day that the government continues to delay in this is a day extra when these beds will not be open, and it's absolutely crucial that the Taoiseach takes control of this, understands the stakes that are at play, and immediately ensures that funding is provided so that the hospital can make preparations immediately to try and ensure that those 20 additional beds come on stream as soon as possible.
And as you did say, we once again see today a high figure of people awaiting admission to the hospital. This is again a clear sign that the crisis is continuing and action needs to be taken.
Yes, very much so. I mean, most days you were talking in and around 20 patients, and many days more than that, waiting on trolleys for admission to the hospital. This also, of course, means then that some day case patients and outpatient operations and treatments could be cancelled as a result of the fact that beds wouldn't be available for patients to come in because of the pressure that's on for A&E admissions. So overall, it makes no sense. It means the hospital can't operate efficiently as a result, and it comes back to the government's door, and the request has been put on them to ensure that the funding is provided to provide 20 additional beds, and that there is simply no excuse for them not coming ahead and actually doing that, and they need to do so immediately.
Two Donegal men stopped by police in Belfast city centre in possession of more than an estimated £500,000 worth of cocaine and herbal cannabis were today sentenced at Laganside Crown Court. Dominic Porter, aged 32, from Lifford, and Conrad Clark, aged 29, from St Johnston, both received a six-year sentence for possession of a Class A controlled drug with intent to supply. The two men additionally received a three-year sentence for possession of Class B drugs with intent to supply. Tina Gates reports.
Dominic Porter, aged 32, from Lifford, and 29-year-old Conrad Clark of St Johnston were travelling in a Vauxhall Insignia when they were stopped by police in the Whitla Street area of Belfast on the 8th of February this year as part of a proactive investigation into a Derry-based organised crime gang involved in major drug supply and money laundering. Police searched the vehicle and found a bin bag in the front of the vehicle containing a number of packages containing high-purity Class A cocaine and herbal cannabis with an estimated street value in excess of £500,000. Detective Inspector Tom McClure welcomed the sentence and described this as a significant and large haul of drugs, and says there's no doubt the operation struck a blow to the activities of an organised gang involved in serious drug criminality.
The European Parliament's given its backing to moving on to the next phase of Brexit talks. But it says the UK must fully and faithfully turn last week's hard-fought divorce deal into a final exit treaty. MEPs added an amendment accusing the UK Brexit Secretary David Davis of trying to undermine good faith between negotiation teams. Midlands North West MEP and European Parliament Vice President Maria McGuinness says there can be no return to the borders of the past on the island of Ireland.
He said some very important things in regard to Ireland this morning. He said, for example, that there is no going back on what was agreed last week, and he spoke about how this will be translated into a legally binding agreement. At the end of his speech, he was even stronger when it came to Ireland. He said, and this is in the second phase of the negotiations, he said, Ireland is going to be the subject of a specific negotiating path. He talked about a specific solution for a unique situation.
It is estimated that the cost of restoring Swan Park in Bonkrana is in the region of €2 million. Work is needed to reconstruct the bridge, walkways and walls in the park after it was destroyed during the flooding on August the 22nd. Senator Padraig McLaughlin is now calling for a meeting with Minister Michael Ring to be initiated to ensure funding for the repair works can be secured. He says the government now has to step up to the plate.
We now have estimated costings of €2.3 million. There's huge works to be carried out, including the reconstruction of the bridge there in the middle of the park, all of the walks, walls, green areas, huge amount of work to be done to restore it. I have raised this issue repeatedly with government since the floods, and I've been seeking a meeting with Minister for Community and Rural Development, Michael Ring, for weeks now. The government have to step up to the plate. There's no way that Donegal County Council or the Innishowen Development Partnership can cover this cost on their own. Swan Park is the core community amenity in Bonkrana, one of the most major amenities in the Innishowen Peninsula. It's totally destroyed and it has been left behind. It has not been addressed by any minister in any substantive way. I'm saying it has to stop. I'm asking Minister McHugh to ensure that we have a meeting with Minister Michael Ring as soon as possible before Christmas, that we plan a funding solution throughout 2018. It's going to take throughout 2018 to restore the park and to allow people to access this vital amenity, particularly for our elderly community in Bonkrana and for our visitors and for our young people.
Meanwhile, Coghill Celtic Football Club is to receive over €189,000 in funding to repair damage caused to the club in August floods. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh announced the funding today following discussions with Ministers Shane Ross and Brendan Griffin to secure €139,000 in government funding, with an extra €50,000 coming from the FAA. Over €62,000 has also been sanctioned for Ilie Celtic, which too suffered damage in the floods. The Oireachtas Committee on the Eighth Amendment has voted in favour of repealing the article from the Constitution. Their decision paves the way for a referendum on abortion to be held next year. Sean Defoe reports.
The result of the vote is Tá 14. Neil 6. With one abstention, which is my own, which I decided to do as chair. I thought it was the most appropriate thing to do. And so the question is carried.
Committee Chairperson Catherine Noone announcing the result of the vote. They decided to recommend to repeal the Eighth Amendment. That would leave it to the Oireachtas to decide what laws would govern abortion in Ireland. Six members voted against it for a number of reasons. Three thought the current laws shouldn't be changed, while two Fianna Fáil TDs think abortion should only be allowed in circumstances of fetal abnormality, incest, rape and risk to the life of the mother. The committee has also voted 16-4 in favour of making abortion lawful where the life and health of a woman is at risk, with no distinction between mental and physical health. The committee is continuing to vote this afternoon on what laws they'll recommend on abortion and the recommendations that came from the Citizens' Assembly. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
There are calls for the Killybegs Community Hospital to be protected as discussions on the draft county development plan continue. Councillor Niamh Kennedy put forward a motion today proposing the upgrade of the community hospital be included in plans due to go to public consultation. Councillor Kennedy says this hospital is vital for the area and must not be allowed to evolve into a nursing home.
In the development plan, the draft development plan, there was the Lifford Community Hospital was included in it, and I just felt that Killybegs Community Hospital being such an important strategic hospital in southwest Donegal, that it was very important to get that also included into the county development plan. obviously with a port town, you know yourself that there's an awful lot more incidents, and there's a lot the fishing industry and all of the rest of it, and it certainly is a hospital that needs to be upgraded and extended rather than perhaps downgraded as what people would have thought in the past. We don't want to see it ending up like a nursing home. We want to see it progressing with the times that's in it, and with the port town that's in it, and with all the people from Glencolumbkill, Kilcar, Carrick, through to Ardra and Dunkaneely. So it's very, very important to this area that that hospital is upgraded and more facilities included in it rather than it going down.
And these community hospitals are vital services for rural Donegal.
They absolutely are. I mean, you see yourself that the hospital in Letterkenny General Hospital is overcrowded at times and patients on beds when they could be taken out into the community hospitals, and indeed with respite as well for families that need it. So and also the X-ray units and all of the rest of it are so important to the rural area. So it's very, very important to us included in this development plan.
Meanwhile, Councillor Paul Canning has also proposed a number of changes be made to the draft County Development Plan 2018 to 2024. He is calling for more land to be included in the settlement framework to allow for future development of social housing. The proposed areas include Moff, Rafogue, Carrigans, Bombeg and Manor Cunningham. Councillor Canning says the infrastructure in these areas needs to be improved to allow development in the region.
At the last development plan, the settlement frameworks were reduced, and I'm asking for the settlement framework, that envelope, to be increased this time around to allow for more social housing within our towns and our small villages. I feel that we need to start working on the infrastructure in these towns and villages, and the onus then will be in Irish Water to step up to the plate to make up for the infrastructure lack of.
And as we know, housing is in dire need in the county.
Housing is in dire need, and it's more in the smaller towns that we need social housing. We have a housing list, and it's about 500 or 600 people, and we need to start catering for these people in the smaller towns.
And are you hopeful this land can be acquired and can be included in the plan?
Yeah, we're very hopeful as members that we will get these lands zoned for residential use and help these towns, because they are dying on their feet at the minute.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with Santa in store this Friday 15th from 5 to 7, together with a meet and greet with some players from the Donegal senior football team.
It's 5:15, time to lead a sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Cork City FC have confirmed that Ballybuffet native Johnny Dunleavy has signed a new contract with the club. Dunleavy is currently in rehab on a knee injury picked up mid-season. He had his third operation in 3 years, but the club have kept faith with him and put a new deal on the table for their captain. Johnny hopes to be back playing at the start of next season and has vowed to come back better than ever.
Delighted to be back, Oisin. You know, it was something that we were talking about for quite a while now, and it's just great to get it over the line, and I can keep the head down now, focus on the rehab and come back better than ever.
Yeah, was it something that was maybe playing on your mind, the new contract, given the situation with the injury, and it's 3 knee operations and 3 years, and I'm sure it does play a part in your mind that is this thing gonna work out for me?
Ah, yeah, sure. Look, obviously, it's not been ideal. You know, it's not been ideal 3 years, in all honesty, just in terms of injuries and that. Probably punctuated by some of the best football that I've ever played, which is, you know, it's a strange thing. But I'm very lucky in a sense. The manager, you know, has been really, really good to me since I've been out injured. And, you know, I know that he has faith in me. And really, he's just said to me, look, get yourself back fit whenever that is, and that he wants me there for the business end. So, as I say, just great to get it over the line.
There's more from Johnny on the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Dave McMullen has confirmed his departure from Dundalk. The striker is set to join Scottish Premiership side St Johnstone. McMullen joined Dundalk in 2014, going on to score more than 50 times for the Lilywhites. He's not the only player poised to leave Oriel Park, with Patrick McIlhenny understood to be on the brink of a move to English League One side Oldham. The FAI have expressed its sympathies to the family of a teenage footballer who died while playing for Shelburne. Under-16 player Izzy Dazoo passed away after he collapsed during the second half of a match at the AUL complex in Dublin. Games tonight cross-channel. Manchester City will extend their winning run in the Premier League to 15 games if they beat Swansea at the Liberty Stadium. Sunday's Manchester derby win has handed Pep Guardiola's men an 11-point lead over their crosstown rivals at the top of the table. United tonight welcome Bournemouth to Old Trafford. Also this evening, Liverpool welcome West Brom to Anfield. Tottenham take on Brighton. West Ham entertain Arsenal. Struggling Newcastle face Everton, and Leicester travel to Southampton. In Scotland this evening, leaders Celtic aim for 69 domestic games unbeaten when they host Hamilton. Second place Rangers are at Hibernian. Fellow title challengers Aberdeen go to St Johnstone, while bottom side Partick host Motherwell. All those games kick off at 7:45. It's understood a proposed takeover in Newcastle is edged closer, but sources close to Amanda Stavely, who's heading the group looking to buy the club, say a deal's still to be agreed with current owner Mike Ashley, and nothing has been signed. Ashley put the Premier League club up for sale in October. One game tonight, the Donegal Youth League. Bunnegy United hosts Swilly Rovers at the Dry Arch Park. That one kicks off at 7:30. On the boxing front, Dominic Ingles says he can help Jason Quigley become a world champion. Quigley is relocating to Sheffield to train under Ingle at the end of December, and Ingle has big things planned for the Irish middleweight. He has said this week that Jason has world title potential. Not everyone has that, but Jason does. He has made the right move to get him to the world title. Ingle trains the likes of Kell Brook and Billy Joe Saunders at the famous Winco Bank Gym, where Prince Nassim Hamad also cut his teeth. Kitty Taylor defends the world title for the first time tonight. She puts her WBA lightweight title on the line against American Jessica McCaskill at London's York Hall. They're due in the ring at around 10:30 this evening. And former world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury has taken another step closer to a return. The British Boxing Board of Control will look into renewing his licence next month, more than a year after revoking it. He's been cleared to resume his career after reaching a compromise with UK anti-doping over a failed test in 2015. The board's General Secretary Robert Smith says Fury must prove he's physically and mentally well. Four-time Tour de France winner Chris Froome says it's right he explains his suspect test from September's Vuelta España. Cycling's world governing body wants to know why a urine sample contained twice the permitted level of the asthma drug sombutamol. Froome says he increased the dosage when his asthma got worse during the three-week race, which he won. He's free to compete and won't be punished if his explanation is accepted. Team Sky say no rules were broken. The Daily Mail's chief sports reporter Matt Lawton says the level of inhaler use can make a big difference to a cyclist's performance.
As an amateur cyclist, I use an inhaler. And I suffer from exercise-induced asthma, and I know because I was tested for it when I went to see a specialist to get the inhaler, it made a 20% difference to my lung capacity. And for me, it is, you know, it's the difference between suffering and feeling okay. And so, yeah, they do work.
Finally, in swimming, Mona McSharry was placed seventh today in her semi-final of the women's 50-metre breaststroke at the European Short Course Championships in Copenhagen. The Sligo swimmer, who goes to school in Ballyshannon, was 12th overall, but was swimming in her first senior semi-final. That's it from the sports desk for the moment. Later on tonight, Tom Comack will have the GAA programme, which throws in at 8:30, and I'll be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And finally in news, a Donegal man has been commended by Minister Shane Ross for his commitment and dedication to save lives on the roads. Richard Alcorn was today awarded the Road Safety Authority's Education Community Award at the RSA's 10th Annual Leading Lights in Road Safety Awards at Croke Park. Richard was involved in a serious road traffic collision near Dunfanaghy in 2006. Battling to overcome his life-changing injuries, he is now an advocate for road safety. He says he adapted well to living with his disabilities, but it's tough for the families who also experience the fallout.
Oh, it's been big now. The loss of the cousins was a big one, but to be honest, I was kind of in hospital that long. It didn't really take a major effect on my own life. To be honest, it was a bigger part of my parents and family. Like that, only for my parents and family, I wouldn't have managed it. Like.
And for weather now, this evening and tonight will continue blustery with further heavy and wintry showers. Lowest temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees and fresh to strong and gusty westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, as 30 people await admission to Letterkenny University Hospital today, a Donegal deputy has called on the government once again to approve a funding request to reopen the short stay ward at the hospital. Two Donegal men stopped by police in Belfast city centre in possession of more than an estimated £500,000 worth of cocaine and herbal cannabis were today sentenced at Laganside Crown Court. The Oireachtas Committee on the Eighth Amendment has voted in favour of repealing the article from the Constitution. Their decision paves the way for a referendum on abortion to be held next year. And it's estimated that the cost of restoring Swan Park in Buncrana is in the region of €2 million. Work is needed to reconstruct the bridge, walkways and walls in the park after it was destroyed during the flooding on August the 22nd. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, December the 13th. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Patsy Grant, Upper Anna, Clonmany. His remains will be leaving the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 5:30, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to Dementia Ireland, care of any family member, or McFeely's Funeral Director, Clonmany. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The sudden death has occurred of Anne McHugh, Main Street Ardra, and formerly of Scadamon Ardra. Her remains will repose at her residence at Main Street Ardra this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 22:11, going to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Ardra Resource Centre, care of Derek McCabe, Funeral Director, Ardra. The death has taken place at St Joseph's Hospital Stranorler off Clara Margaret Brand, 25 Beechwood Grove, Convoy. Remains are reposing at Gibson's Funeral Home this evening from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday at 12:30 for 1 o'clock service in Convoy Presbyterian Church, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Finnview Ward, St Joseph's Hospital, care of Gibson's Funeral Director, Convoy. The sudden death has occurred at his home of Joe Corey, 233 Whitestone Avenue, Blanchardstown, Dublin, and formerly of Castle Derg. Joe's remains will repose at Lynch's Funeral Home, 50 Castle Finn Road, Castle Derg, this evening from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock and from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral from the funeral home on Friday morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining church. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Mary McCall, Mill Road, Dunlow, Nay Doherty, Corrine, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Family time only from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The sudden death has taken place of PJ O'Donnell, Knock a Stroller, Bombeg. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed. House private from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Donegal Cancer Flights, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place at her son Patrick's residence of Annie Donaghy, 74 Cockhill Park, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her son Patrick and daughter-in-law Rena Donaghy's residence at Hilly, Buncrana. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The sudden death has occurred at his home of John Gallagher, Dem Oilin Park, Academy Road, Derry, and formerly Dunwiley, Stranorler. His remains will be reposing at the home of his sons Dylan and Chris Gallagher, Dunwiley, Stranorler, until Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery.
The death has taken place at the Harbour Lights Nursing Home Brockliss of Annie Boyle, Mull na Cloy, Ardra. Removal from Chauvelin's funeral home, Ardra, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to the Church of the Holy Family for 7:30 to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Harbour Lights Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member or John B. O'Donnell, funeral director, Duncan Ely. The sudden death has occurred of Eugene McHugh, 5 Brook Park, Castlederg. Removal from Lynch's funeral home, Castlederg, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to St Patrick's Church, Castlederg, to repose overnight. Requiem mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place at Lake House Nursing Home Dunfanaghy of Noel Cullen, Termin. Removal from the Lake House Nursing Home this evening, leaving at 6:30 to arrive at St Columbus Church, Termin, for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place at Archview Lodge Nursing Home Letterkenny of Brian Devine, Kilfeek, New Mills, Glenswilly. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass in St Columbus Church, Glenswilly at 12 noon tomorrow, followed by burial in Kilfeek Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only please. Donations to the Archview Lodge Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director, Churchill and Letterkenny.